John?
I'm doing great, Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I've been sitting here looking at it, and I've been looking down the list, and I've been talking about the Cleveland Browns, and it's just not about the coaching search. It's all about that's one part of it. The second part is, you know, looking at free agency. Third part is the draft. But a lot of about what we do in the draft is dictated about who we target in free agency. So for looking at what the Browns' needs are, maybe on defense or possibly offense, what have you seen that's available that makes sense that can really take the Cleveland Browns to the next level? That takes them from that 7-8-1, 8-8 to possibly getting to the playoffs next year.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting because obviously I think the coaching search and who becomes the head coach will kind of dictate their direction in free agency because obviously he's going to want to have his certain types of guys, and they have the nucleus and the good young core that's already there. But I think some of them, basically their biggest needs come on defense. I think what you saw in the second half of the season under Freddie Kitchens and how if the players just are utilized properly, and then the rise of Baker Mayfield's play has shown that the offense can play at an extremely high level. And in fact, they were at such a good level under Kitchens that they ranked number 2 in the NFL in our overall offensive grade. So I think there's some pieces that they could add to the offensive side. Like, you know, I don't think you can ever stop adding to the wide receiver core. A guy like Tyrell Williams, who, he's played well at times in Los Angeles / San Diego. But he's a young guy as a big body that could benefit the Browns, even though I think Rashad Perriman and Rashard Higgins really kind of emerged this year as guys that, some of the could potentially become, really excellent players for the Browns for, a good long time. I think what you see at the offensive tackle positions, Chris Hubbard is a guy that's really solid at that at right tackle spot. Greg Robinson, obviously came in at left tackle and was really good there. So I don't think there's anything they can really do in free agency to address that. But, where you're looking at the defensive side of the ball, guy like Trey Flowers, an edge rusher out of New England, he's never had a double-digit sack year in New England. But he's graded at an extremely high level this year for us. He was 90.4 as one of the top edge rushers in the NFL. His pass rush grade was at 80.1, and he won 18% of his pass rushes, which is right in line with what Myles Garrett did at 19%. So you look at somebody like that, get another guy that can affect the pass rushing the ball. He'd be an immediate impact in the pass rush and run defense, and then at the secondary positions, I think a guy like Ronald Darby might be a really good option for the Browns. He's been plagued with injuries, yes, but he's a guy that gets his hands on a lot of passes, breaks up a lot of balls. He's had 37 in his career. Doesn't have the high interception numbers, but he's been really solid in Buffalo and in Philadelphia. And I think another Philadelphia Eagle that would be a potential target would be an inside linebacker at Jordan Hicks, who's been really excellent in coverage for them and doesn't miss a lot of tackles.
It would be a fitting thing to get another Philadelphia Eagle that we missed. A lot of people forget, we talk about the struggles of Jamie Collins here in Cleveland, but people forget we had Michael Kendricks, who was playing well for us in the preseason. His legal troubles happened. He ended up cut and released from the team, which kind of, forced a position of strength that Greg Williams thought he had into a position of kind of a weakness. So it'd be fitting that we go after Hicks, which is something that would be a upgrade at that position. Talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. When you look at also on the defensive side of the football, are there any defensive tackles or any defensive linemen that you would see that would be an upgrade for the as far as defensive tackles that the Browns may target?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest name that's going to be coming out in free agency, and he might get obviously re-signed, is Grady Jarrett out of Atlanta. He is a guy that outperformed his draft status by good large margin, but he's probably going to be a pretty spendy, you know, free agent. So it depends on how if you want to value that position that much, because really, you know, we've done our analytics team has done a lot of numbers on crunching on the importance of defensive interior versus, you know, edge rusher, because that's kind of a hot topic of what's more important. And we found that edge pressure is a lot more important and more valuable than interior pressure. But the thing is, Grady Jarrett is a great player. You know, if you can get him at the right price, he would be a guy that would be great. A little bit older and probably still a bit too spendy would be Sheldon Richardson. He's going to be a free agent this year. Obviously, he's a guy that gets after the pass rusher, solid in run defense. So those are a couple of guys. You know, you also can look at, if you wanted to get a true run defender type guy that might come a little bit cheaper and hasn't performed up to quite the expectations that you want, be like Malcolm Brown out of New England. He had, you know, he was a solid draft pick day two pick, but he hasn't panned out like what they thought he would be. He would be more of a run defender, and I think what we want from the Browns is you want a guy that can also affect the passer and come, you know, sit alongside of Ogunjobi there. So the biggest name on the market, obviously, great. It depends if the Browns want to. They have the cap space, but that would be a spendy pick there.
And speaking of cap space, when you look at this and look at this free agency, in my opening a couple seconds ago, you know, I kind of talked about it. You know, the Browns are in this position where you have your best players in Denzel Ward or Myles Garrett or obviously Baker Mayfield. Those guys are young players, rookie contracts. And you know, the clock's ticking and they got some time to, you know, try to get some free agents in here to do something. Can you kind of explain the ramifications of having all of your players within 1 or 2 years of each other, especially being young players, and having to the specter of having to pay them big time contracts all at once? I haven't seen that very much, because the Browns have had multiple picks in the first round, and I haven't seen teams have a 1 in 4 or 2 back-to-back first round picks that have actually hit that are studs at each position. What do you think might be the cap ramifications of that?
Yeah, so this is an interesting scenario, right? Because it's not often that you see teams to have to, you know, re-sign multiple first-round picks in a short period of time. A lot of times you're going to end up seeing them leave because they're going to be able to get more on the open market than what they would be able to for your team. And I think, obviously, the most important, you know, when it comes to it, is being able to re-sign Baker Mayfield, which obviously they'll make the number one priority. You look at what they were, you know, the Browns have $80 million or so in cap space this year, and really – you don't want to actually spend it all, because if you spend it all, you're not going to have the money to be able to re-sign these guys. So you have to be diligent with your cap space this year, because moving forward, you know, this year, you know, you think, oh, the Browns had a ton of cap space. Well, they spent in total cash spending almost $210 million, which is sixth most in the NFL, or fifth most in the NFL money on their roster. Obviously, this year it looks like we're going to have a lot of cap space, but really, moving forward, you can't just start dishing out loads of money to these free agents, because when Myles Garrett needs to get re-upped, if you obviously want to try to re-sign him, that's going to be a, you know, $20 million per year type contract. Cornerbacks don't quite go over that much, but that's obviously going to be a lot of money there too. And then obviously the most important is Baker Mayfield. So I think you want to be able to re-sign all these guys. It makes it difficult if you start spending so much in free agency, because you've grown these, you know, homegrown guys that you've drafted, and you want to be able to keep them as a core, but you also want to, you know, obviously you want to maximize Baker Mayfield's rookie contract window. So it's a balancing act, and I think they need to not, you know, I think John Dorsey was criticized for his cap usage in Kansas City, and I think here, you know, he's got a better support system, I think, with Paul DePodesta, who's a really good obviously, you know, strategic with that, with the cap space. And I think they'll be spenders, but I don't think they're going to break the bank or anything like that and hold on to their cap space, because you need to be able to have that for when these guys get re-signed.
Talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Looking into free agency really quickly here, is there any guys on the Browns who are unrestricted free agents that you think that they'll bring back in, no questions asked, and will be back because of what they showed this year?
Yeah, I think Rashard Perriman and Greg Robinson are the two guys that you absolutely have to bring back, because they contribute in such a positive way, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Perriman, you know, you look at some of his numbers, which are pretty astronomical. He averaged 2.76 yards per route run, which is a really good indication of, like, just efficiency when he's on the field, of how is he doing. That was second best in the NFL over the, you know, the last half of the season, went, you know, under Freddie Kitchens. That was better than Julio Jones and Michael Thomas and Tyreek Hill. The only guy he trailed was T.Y. Hilton, who was at an absurd 3.1 yards per route run. So he's a guy that I think you have to bring back. Another guy, obviously, I said Greg Robinson. He kind of solidified that left tackle position, but I don't think you want to be tied to him, and I think you want to have a team-friendly signing there. In terms of other guys, there's EJ Gaines, who is a solid contributor. I know he was injured and stuff like that this year, so he might, you know, he's not a guy that would be necessary to bring back. But the two guys, Perriman and Robinson, are, I think, the most important that they bring back.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. John Costco, I appreciate you. Great stuff, man. I like we beat him to the punch. First look at the free agency here and what the Browns are going to do, man. This is just a sneak preview. And hopefully, you know, when free agencies start, we'll get you back on, and we'll definitely take a look at what is going on, and we'll break it all down for the fans of Cleveland.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. John Costco, Pro Football Focus, here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.